Some residents of Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood describe a slightly different feel to it today, 6 months after it was shaken by unrest and a heavy police presence. One of those people is Clifton Parm. We met him not long after protesters ransacked and set buildings on fire, upset that a Milwaukee police officer had shot a young black man to death. They said the shooting was the last straw, as anger over poverty and lack of opportunity had been building. WUWM's Latoya Dennis paid another visit to Parm this week.
The last time I spoke with Clifton Parm was the day he was taking his 5-year-old granddaughter on a walk around their Sherman Park neighborhood to explain the destruction.
I wanted her to see at an early age how people can get when they don't have not the necessary education but the understanding of why they do the things they do. She wanted to know why they do it. She see the news, she see the helicopters, the police in the background. This is something she ain't used to, and I don't want her to get used to it. She shouldn't have to get used to this.
That was 6 months ago. Now that some time has passed, I checked back in with Parm to ask if anything is different. He says it is.
It has gotten a lot quieter. More of a neighborhood. People have come together. We posted signs and had a lot more meetings over at the coffee shop on things that we would like to see change. People start taking more responsibility for the upkeep of their own yard and homes, the activity of the children playing outside, the loud music, just more orderly. Some of the places that they tore up or tore down has come back different than what they were.
What do you mean?
Well, from what I can see, the bank over here on Fond du Lac, 36 and Fond du Lac. Okay, right next to it was a small restaurant that was tore all up. George Webber came into the neighborhood. They opened up a restaurant right there. The gas station on Sherman and Burleigh, they cleaning up that area. And the people who, from my understanding, who owned that gas station is talking to some of the people around the neighborhood to see what they'd like to have there. Instead of, there's going to be a gas station, but anything else they would like to have with that gas station to make it more attractive for people to want to stop in instead of getting gas and being looked at or treated badly. Because that was one of the main things over there, the people who ran the place, how they treated people. And I can testify to that myself. They were kind of rude about how they treated the customers. Going down Burleigh, I can honestly see it's a little bit more quieter. You don't hear anything about what's going on over there anymore like we used to. I'm going to openly say the gunshots and the fighting. You don't hear that no more over there. So I'm just hoping that that stuff, then, if not just went away, it died down enough that it just feels safer over there.
What do you think is causing these changes? I mean, are people really looking at what happened, being reflective and saying, how can I help to fix this? Or is it something else?
I think a little bit of both. I think people realize we need to talk about it. If we're going to fix it, we got to talk about it. You can't react to it. You got to sit down and talk about what needs to be done. And I think cooler heads have prevailed this time, that those that were in charge, if I use the word, of the riot, I think they have gotten with people who told them or talked with them and got this under wraps, because you don't hear or feel the hatred over there no more. You can't help but feel good about it. You really can't. I mean, you look out there and, I mean, like I said, not only just for my granddaughter's sake, but for my sake, family's sake.
Clifton Parm has lived in Sherman Park for decades. He spoke again with WUWM's Latoya Dennis about the neighborhood he loves.